Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
And now a star is born. On September 10th, 1929, the world welcomed little baby Arnold Palmer.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Congratulations. It's half lemonade, half iced tea. That's weird.
Arnold Palmer, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's full. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump says he'll name a new national security advisor next week to replace John Bolton.
Hours after the president tweeted that John Bolton's services are no longer needed at the White House, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defended the president's decision to fire his national security advisor.
The president's entitled to the staff that he wants.
Pompeo said there were many times that he and Bolton disagreed and that the decision did not surprise him.
Fox's John Decker. A fiery freight train derailment in southern Illinois.
The train was being built for departure at the time, meaning assembled all with all the cars. So we're not talking about a high-speed derailment. The good news, with brief conversations with local police, no reports of any injuries.
Fox says Mike Tobin in Chicago. And on Wall Street, with Dow closing up 74 points, the NASDAQ losing 3, and the S&P 500 gaining 1. America is listening to Fox News.
Soon in Chicago will be the planet's biggest Starbucks. Four floors of losers drinking Joe, unemployed writers and fake artists, baristas making drinks with crappy tattoos. Handing out the keys to use their bathroom. They're surfing on mocha lattes. They're slurping in a stupid gigantic Starbucks. Hipster barista, screenwriters, and yoga teachers asking for non-dairy creamer in a stupid gigantic Starbucks.
Four story Starbucks. Interested?
No.
Four stories.
Four floors of people who suck.
Yeah, they suck. 404.
Stupid gigantic Starbucks.
We welcome on News Talk 93.1 FM our mentor and friend from Infusion Cryo and Laser, and that's Ryan Turner. Ryan, how are you this afternoon?
What's up, Greg? Doing good.
Good. I was out of town last week. I didn't have a chance to play this for you before I left, but I wanted to get you on the air to talk about IASIS. But first, I want you to hear how this worked for one of your clients. Talk to Sharon. Good morning.
Good morning. I called to absolutely sing the praises of IASIS.
Oh, you did infusion.
I bought my best friend a treatment because she has early stage Parkinson's. That's so bad that she literally has to take her right hand and put it around the wrist of her left hand to get a fork to her mouth.
Oh,
man, and it's helped?
My God, we sat and cried all afternoon. It was
wow.
Just remarkable.
How about that? That is pretty amazing.
It's awesome, man.
And this is
what we do it for. Yeah, she sent back in, and they told me how it affected her. They actually had called me that afternoon, too, and just were hysterical.
Yeah, no, it was
pretty awesome to hear, though.
Can you imagine? I mean, you know, that's a serious thing, and to have such an immediate result. And I am looking forward to resuming my IASIS program before the end of the week. I got to get an appointment together here. I'm still trying, you know, trying to catch up from the days I was out. But and for me, I felt better energy. I felt more awake and alert, sharper keener sense of things from the treatments I've done. And others are reporting good results too, I take it.
Yes, sir. We've had that lady actually had another person who had a really bad tremor from Parkinson's, and it was after that happened, we wanted to see, you know, the response from everyone, and Barry told me to have this person, so we basically got out a pen and a piece of paper before we did the treatment, and then had them draw a small circle and just make it bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and obviously you can imagine someone who's trembling.
Yes.
It was pretty scribbly. Did the treatment, got them to do it again, it was like night and day different, just nice and smooth and just instant right after the treatment. So
and this
not
also
only has to help that lady, but you know, this other one as well. So it's been good so far.
It also sure produces results for people who don't have a neurologic related order. It just works. The brain reset.
Absolutely, man. Anybody with a brain can benefit from it. The thing that we
like
get
that
a lot is, and the way I like to use it for myself is just to kind of calm your brain down and get your body out of that fight or flight. You know, we're always go, 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 go.
Yes.
Stress levels are at an all-time high with technology, you know, following us around. Your problems follow you around all the time. So that's one of the things that I really enjoy about it. It just kind of allows me to, you know, make myself relax, because I know there's a lot of people out there like me that I don't think can make themselves relax as easy as others. And what it does for me, just kind of, like you said, just resets everything, helps with the clarity.
That's a good point.
And,
I think it turns the fear factor down.
Better.
It turns the fear factor down.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's one of many great treatments at Infusion Cryo and Laser that's available. Call Ryan or Lori at 296-1662 if we have gotten you interested. Or you know somebody who's dealing with these type issues who could benefit. Again, make sure they get the number and at least set up a consultation at 296-1662 or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com. Ryan, thanks for taking the time this afternoon.
Yes, sir, man. When are you coming back in for your next one?
I can pretty much do any day this week around 2. So if there's a...
About tomorrow.
Tomorrow works. I will
Got
see
it,
you tomorrow
I'll put
at
you down
2 o'clock.
For 2 o'clock.
Thank
yes,
you.
Sir. No
Appreciate
problem.
Appreciate it. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Well...
Fantastic.
I should be better tomorrow at 2, or at 3, rather, after I've been there. It only takes a few minutes to do that, too. It's like 20 minutes. You just sit there, and it does its thing. Mrs. Ritterbottle is doing it.
Nice. I'll be there at 8 a.m. sharp, or right as they open, do a cryo treatment.
After you've pushed the envelope with your exercises?
Yeah, I did that this morning and yesterday morning. I'm feeling it. I need the cryo treatment.
I give you credit, man. You have been very consistent with that.
Yeah.
And you've got a trainer that really abuses the bejeebers out of you.
Well, and also myself. Like, no, I've become obsessed, and it's more of a... Of course, it looks good to look good in the mirror, but it's more a mental disciplining thing. Like, there's a routine in the morning. And so even mornings I don't feel great. I don't push my body too hard, but it's an anchor point to start each day. And once I got in the habit, I love it. I'm kind of addicted.
It does work. All of those treatments work. And again, it's worth going to infusioncryoandlaser.com and see what's on the menu that could help you live a better and healthier life at 410. Are you big on clowns?
Clowns. I'm fairly indifferent when it comes to clowns. They can be creepy. They can be great and hilarious.
For those who missed the morning show, we did this little quiz. This is a montage of 6 clowns, and let's see how many of these you can identify.
In the rocket ship I soar, I explore the ocean floor, but you must know I'll never go unless you come along.
I'm gonna play a little song, and before your eyes, up will come McDonald's fry guys.
Can you smell the circus, Georgie? There's peanuts and popcorn.
Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
I'm just some dumb clown.
You're not that dumb.
I wish I could say the same thing about you.
You give clowns a bad name.
What a morning.
Obviously, Ronald McDonald is number 2 because he says McDonald's. The others, in order, Bozo.
Okay.
Bozo was my Barney as a kid.
I remember some Bozo as a kid as well.
Ronald McDonald, Pennywise, Popcorn, Krusty the Clown, Baskets the Clown, that was Zach Galifianakis, and shakes the clown, the annoying Bobcat Goldthwait.
Like I said, I'm indifferent towards clowns.
I wanted to play that for you and for the listeners that can't listen or, for whatever reason, won't listen in the morning.
I dated somebody who was terrified of clowns.
Clownophobia?
Yeah, she was straight up scared of clowns. It was hilarious.
There is a particular phobia name for it. I can never remember it. The only phobia I can really remember is triskaidekaphobia for fear of Friday the 13th.
Yeah, fear of 13, yeah.
The rest I don't know too much about. We're going through our I Missed It News stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A study that says you should take naps for the sake of your health.
Really?
This kind of connects to what we were just talking about with Brian. If your brain isn't racing at a million miles an hour, you can't take a nap. Study out of Switzerland says naps are good for your heart. Found that people who took one or two naps a week had a lower risk of heart disease and strokes than people who never took them. Since basically none of us get enough sleep at night, naps are a good way to catch up, and it's good for your heart. So the next time you flop down on that nice comfy sofa that you bought at Kaiser Fine Furniture, you can totally justify it because you are literally saving your own life with that nap. That may be a little bit over the top, but that's what the study said.
You nap every day, right? You have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, that's why I got to go back for the next ISIS treatment because after I first started doing them, napping was easy and waking up was better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
35, 40 minutes an hour, whatever it was, I'd wake up and I had less trouble achieving clarity. Yesterday, I couldn't fall asleep, busy brain. And I hate that, you know, when you can't shut it down. And ISIS helps with that. Here's another one of those studies. Ridiculous amounts of money. Wait a minute. I just got a text from a VIP. Well, apparently I wasn't the only one who grew up in the bozo years. The Birdman from Tallahassee. Mike, the bozo show was awesome. We would see WGN in Montgomery. That's when it was a superstation. And my sister and I loved to watch it every morning. The grand prize game was great. And it was. That was like, they had six buckets. And the first bucket was so close that any doofus could drop the ball in there. And there were five more. And then the sixth bucket, and this seemed like a fortune to us, it was silver dollars. And if your ball went into that bucket, you would get to keep all the silver dollars. And I ain't kidding. They did it at a particular time in the show, so if we were during the summer, if we were playing outside, we'd go in and watch. We'd do it at lunchtime during school, because it ran at noon, to see if anybody won the grand prize game. $60! That was real money in those days. Let's see. Pies in the Face, Slapstick Humor, plus that awesome band, Mike Bird, Tallahassee reporter. Thank you, Mike, because you added a dimension of reality, because sometimes I think Joey just pretends to, it's like one of those dogs in the back part of a car that whose head bobs up and down as you're driving along and the eyes turn red when you hit the brakes.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
I don't remember.
Hmm.
Speaking of fun and games when we were kids, top 10 toys both parents and kids played with growing up. Believe it or not, as ancient a relic as I am, some of these are still in use today. Play-Doh.
Yeah. Did you eat it?
Or I think everybody takes a taste of Play-Doh.
Did you like it?
I did. It was not habit-forming in my case. Besides, if you ingested it, can you imagine what might be coming out a day or two later?
No imagination required.
No. Mr. Potato Head.
Mm-hmm.
Troll dolls, that was more after mine.
Yeah, I didn't mess with those.
Were you a My Little Pony kid?
No.
Furby?
I do remember Furbies as a kid. I was a kid when that craze hit.
Puzzles, toy phone, Bop It.
Yeah, I remember Bop It as a kid.
Building blocks and bicycles.
Well, bicycles, obviously, yeah.
And the same survey found almost half of parents say some version of their absolute favorite childhood toy is still on the market.
How about video games? Those don't count as a toy, even though they're the most dominant toy of my childhood and still today, probably.
Those aren't toys. Those are careers.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's too many people that just do that all day long. Although I got to admit, first computer I got had solitaire on it.
Right.
And I was hooked. I was addicted to that.
I thought you were going to be more of a Minesweeper guy.
I don't think it had that game on there.
No. So you were like a solitaire champ?
Well, you...
You would always win?
It's very random. No, I mean, you either have it, you're either dealt a hand that's going to give you a chance to win it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you, it's not like you don't have to fake anybody out like in a poker game.
Right.
It's pretty much, you get what you get.
I barely remember even how to play it, but I went through a free self phase, which is kind of a version of solitaire that came on computer.
I wonder if we have it on this thing.
Probably. Given how old it is, most likely.
Accessories. Was that where I found something?
Like yeah, games under accessories.
Oh, games. Let's see. Hey, there it is.
Yeah, there you go. Now, that's old school, man.
Okay. And I got the ace and the two of clubs right on the first hand.
You're listening to News Talk 93.1 FM. Listening to Greg play solitaire.
All right. Eight goes under nine. Look at it, I've already got, this is amazing.
Are you really playing into the Peepaw persona right now?
I don't know what
I thought means. You didn't like the nickname Peepaw.
I don't.
But you're sitting here playing solitaire on the air.
But look at how great it's starting out, man.
Right, and you're getting excited about the potential for your solitaire game.
Wow, I've got four cards up there. Yeah. And to break even on this game, you got to have, what, 11? Yeah, because you pay $52... If you're playing Vegas style, I got all the kings are out. Well, that's going to be tough. Well, let's see. Nine, can't do anything with that. Can't do anything with that. Move that there. Seven, six. Diamond. Hey, look at that. I got another ace.
Yeah.
I need the two of diamonds. Jack. Seven. Eight. I can't believe I'm doing this on the air either. Because all over the river region, people in their cars taking their kids home from school, people on their way to the store or on their way home from work are saying,
"That is great radio."
Don't give me the face. I get the face in the morning from Emily. The same face, the same. He's losing it. It won't be long. Somebody else will be sitting in that chair face. That's what you're giving me. Should we roll call?
I think you should. For your dexterity's sake.
I'll see what I can do to restore.
Try out that Iasis.
Yeah. That's good. I'll bet I do better roll calls.
Right.
My scores are higher since I started.
And if you don't want the face, then you shouldn't elicit that response.
Let me just
because play. I don't give you that face in jest.
Right, let me just play one more. Okay, that I can't use. That I can't use. God, if I could get the two of diamonds, Joey, I'd be in... Ugh. All right, that's it. So I only got the five. And I'm closing out the game so you don't have to worry
good.
About it anymore.
Good.
But we need to anyway because I have something even more exciting coming up. I'm going to read more of FDR's funeral train.
God.
With my in-house support system. Traffic is a moment away. Gail has big news.
Yeah.
Yeah, in today's episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Okay.
We could only afford 30 seconds, so we bought that. She's engaged. All this time about angst over relationships, now she's engaged, except she's not sure why. At 420 Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass is the best place to buy things to maintain the outside of your house. Do-it-yourselfers love it. They carry the entire steel product line. Can't get that at a box store. Shindawa. And, of course, the big brand names like Echo, Exmark, and Toro, and now featuring tractor mowers on display in their newly expanded showroom. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. with a great staff to facilitate your purchase or to take care of your service needs. In the back at Lewis Lawn, they have some really amazing and talented people to honor your warranty. You know, you get those cards, no matter where you buy it, but at Lewis Lawn, it actually means something because you bring it back to them, whatever it is you purchase. And you'll be treated like a king or queen at the counter by Hannah and the wonderful folks that work there. Lewis Lawn, 244-9191 is the number if you have questions ahead of your visit. Chad Sasser is the guy that can get you all the updates on manufacturers' incentives and specials. at Lewis Lawn. 421.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling on through the 4 o'clock hour. This afternoon, we see a lot of traffic out on the boulevard. The police are just about wrapped up with the accident in front of Baptist Hospital, so there's nothing to really slow you down other than lots of traffic. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. There's no issues on 65 or on I-85, and traffic on the 31s is moving along pretty well this afternoon, other than an accident in Prattville on Highway 31 between Martin Luther King Boulevard and Conn's Auto Sales, so be careful in that area. Mini-term B classes at Trenton State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 23rd to October 10th. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Autauga County Sheriff's Office needs your help finding a stolen fire truck. They say a man went into the Pentecost Volunteer Fire Department and stole a red 2004 Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck Monday afternoon. That truck was last seen on Highway 145 in the gap of the mountain area. And Tallahassee City leaders trying to address vacant and abandoned buildings. The city recently applied for a grant to secure funding for its efforts to fight against blight. Officials say it costs $7,000 to demolish each house. The Alabama Department of Public Health is investigating 5 reports of potentially severe lung disease associated with electronic cigarettes or vaping. It's evaluating the reports and will release information as it becomes available. It says most cases are among young adults and adolescents. The CDC says there are more than 450 possible cases of lung illness associated with the use of vaping in over 33 states. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Everybody wants to know, when is this heat going to let up? And the answer is not anytime soon. There's still a risk of an isolated shower or storm, but they will be few and far between. And they'll fade out tonight, low 73. Tomorrow and Thursday, still hot with a high in the mid to upper 90s, but the rain chances generally under 20% both days. And not much change in this very hot pattern on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With football season here, let United make sure your home is game day ready.
Don't let your game day company be uncomfortable in your home. If your system has been struggling, go ahead and get it tuned up or get a free estimate to replace it.
A tune-up on your system now will probably get you through the rest of the year and save you a major repair in the middle of the winter when you need it the most.
Sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and a longer lifespan.
Score a touchdown when you call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Granger Thagard Real Estate Auctioneers comes an absolute estate auction in the River Region, strategically located near the Tallapoosa River south of Wetumpka and above Montgomery's Northern Bypass. Both commercial and residential sites are offered. Commercial lots in a business park, acreage on US 231, and residential lots with frontage on two sides are all offered absolute to the highest bidders on Wednesday, September 11th at the Hampton Inn, Wetumpka. See our website at gtauctions.com for more information. Auction is presented by Granger Thagard and Associates, Inc. Jack F. Granger, CAI 873.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And now it's time for another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
Well, I'm engaged. He asked me this weekend, should I be bothered he didn't get down on one knee? Should I be concerned that then he joked about having a trick knee and that his name is Thomas, but he never wants to be called Tom or Tommy? Always Thomas. I mean, that's going to be a lifetime of not being able to shorten it when I call his name. Thomas! The things I think about after I'm blinded by a ring. I mean, love. Yeah. Love.
And that was another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
We'll be able to
next
week.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
That's right. Hang out with the cool people. It is happy hour, and this is our exercise. We roll call.
Whack, whack. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something.
One moment.
If you wanna be with me.
Oh, mama.
You gotta have some.
Hey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
Be with me.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
Oh, my God.
I'm not trying to be your
hero. Do it again. I like it.
Because that's zero.
Adios, mucho.
It's too cold for me.
I just want to smash your face in.
I'm not trying to be your hero. Because that my...
I'm sick of this.
It's too low.
Jaqueline. Where's Jaqueline at? Malaka. Where is Malaka at?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And I'm not.
It's unbelievable.
Believe you me.
Hot diggity.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier in the war of poverty.
Yeah. I'm not wearing any pants.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
Have you been getting high?
Nothing from nothing.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
You gotta have something.
Booyah!
If you wanna be with me.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Nothing from nothing.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
You gotta have something.
Oh, cheats and liars.
If you wanna be with me.
Houston, we have a problem.
Can we all get along?
No.
Well, I got a little adventurous. So it wasn't the best, but it's different.
How would you score yourself?
9 on a scale of 10.
Well, you're really...
tight fits, a few other things.
You're really hard on yourself.
But, look, I don't want to mail it in either. I want to do
some... What's wrong with some tight fits?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
What are we going to do now?
I don't know, Emily. I get asked that question every morning. And it's like, well, okay, we've reached our destination, Funland. What are we going to do now? What's the next ride we're going to go on? The daily news is a constant reminder of bad behavior. These fast food place assaults seem to be a recurring thing. An employee at a New Orleans McDonald's attacked a customer who had the audacity to complain about a cold order of fries. French fries, look, you can always reheat a burger.
Right.
Or almost anything, but French fries don't reheat. I don't know that there's any way to do that. If you know of a way to reheat a French fry that gets it hot but gives it that same authentic flavor.
Maybe if you have an air fryer or something like that, who has that?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
I've tried putting them in foil. not in the microwave, but, you know, in the oven. It's almost like if you take a fry out of the fryer, and then it enough time lapses and it gets to room temperature, it starts turning back into a potato. You know, it's not crisp. The texture, that first bite of a cold French fry sucks. So I can understand somebody complaining about cold fries. I don't think that's legitimate. The customer was on vacation with his wife in New Orleans, admitted he was abrasive to the staff, but didn't expect to get attacked. The whole altercation caught on camera shows the customer holding his food while an angry employee charges at him. "You're going to get out? Get out!" The employee yells in the video. Another coworker intervenes and pulls the employee away, but the fight escalates when the customer follows him. Bad behavior on both sides of this.
Good Lord.
You ever driven a Tesla?
No.
I have not, but Janelle did. She was telling me about it because her mom has one and her stepdad. Apparently, they're very fast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, especially the acceleration.
Yes, but if you take your foot off the gas, it's like slamming on the brakes. Hmm. You have to learn how to brake by diminishing your footprint on the gas pedal. What do they call it in an electric car? The juice pedal?
The accelerator.
Yeah. But one guy was caught sleeping with a Tesla on autopilot on a Massachusetts highway. Motorist captured the driver. I've seen it all with people drive. I've seen people with books on their steering wheel, newspapers. We've all seen the, what do they call it, farting when a woman is putting on makeup in the car. There was distracted driving going on long before texting came along. Nobody could wake this guy up. They were honking their horns. The autopilot system on a Tesla has advanced safety features, obviously, but they advocate that it's not a self-driving system. So once they caught up to the driver, he says, "I'll never do that again." You know, there's a phenomenon that occurs, and I think it's good. It happens to me when I drive back and forth to Florida, because that is a long drive. Anybody that's driven any good stretch of Interstate 10 knows that that is mind-numbing, mind-boggling. But it's a phenomenon that occurs when you've driven any number of miles, 10, 20, and you suddenly realize you don't remember one thing from the last 15 or 20 minutes. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes, that has happened to me.
There's a term for that. I'm not sure what it is, but that's also a little bit weird when you realize, I don't remember a damn thing I've driven past in the last 20 minutes. That's not falling asleep. It's like you're in this mental state where you're aware and you know what you're doing and how fast it is. I got pulled over by the cops when I was in Florida.
Really?
First time in over 10 years.
What were you doing, Greg?
The cops said I was doing 69 and a 45.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I just exited from Interstate 75 after being with Goose. And just before I exited, seven crotch rockets went flying past me. I mean, out from behind and at a volume that's ear-splitting. And it startled the hell out of me. I don't know why they do that. It's got to be a death wish thing. Because I can't honestly think of too many things that are more dangerous to do on the road. On a scooter going well over 100 miles an hour. So when I made my exit, I was palpitating. And I was just barely at exit, and I saw a yellow flash in the bushes. I said, "I wonder if that was radar." And I got pulled over. So the officer was very nice, and I gave him my license. And he says, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" And I said, "Yeah, speeding probably." And he said, "Do you know how fast you were going?" I said, 61? He said, "No, 69.
Hmm.
Gave him my license, and he said, "I hope you're not wanted on any warrants or anything." I said, "No, actually, I'm a pretty nice guy."
"I know I don't look it, but I'm a pretty nice guy.
I'm a pretty nice guy." No, you think that wasn't a lie?
No, it's not a lie at all.
And I figured there's no way I'm going to get out of this, right? Generally, if you're that, and there's no other reason to give you a hard time, they'll write the ticket for 10 over.
Right.
It's less damaging on your insurance record and all that. He just handed me my license back and said, "Please be more careful."
Hmm.
And I said, I will not abuse the break that you just gave me.
B-S-B-S-B-S.
No, I swear, I wasn't over 10 miles an hour over the limit at any point in that trip. I think 10's the... God, going down, there were miles and miles of convoys of power trucks going north to the Carolinas and Georgia, you know, to intercept Dorian. Going down, black and yellows, which is the FHP car color, Florida Highway Patrol, I must have seen 100 of those parked in the bushes. That's where they hide, you know, with radar traps. I don't think they were doing that. I think they were positioned there in case there was a problem with getting those... all those power trucks out of the state where they were not used. But they were all sent there at the beginning because that's where they thought Dorian would go. And if Dorian did go there, Dorian would have crossed the state into the Gulf and become a problem. For who? Maybe us. Short memories in the media, my friend. Short memories. It is 4:37 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. What do you say we visit Mr. Balake?
We are rolling through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and our traffic looks pretty normal for this time of the afternoon. We have lots of traffic out on the boulevard. Be careful around the intersections. If you're using the 31s to head out of town, we don't have any big hangups for you. Traffic on I-85 is moving along fine. I-65 looks good with a little slowdown around the Millbrook exit at Highway 143. Your office location says it all. Sonova Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I made that drive to Florida in my Jack Ingram signature used Rogue. And that's the eighth time I've made that trip in that car. And it's great. It's comfortable. I averaged over 30 mpg. Which is nice, and it has adequate space, so I can bring down the spoilage, room for that. It's just a great road car, and I love it in the city, too. And I got a great deal on it because I bought it at Jack Ingram, had 1,900 miles on it when I first bought it. It's getting close to 40 now. That's 2 years. But it's those trips to Florida where you worry, you know, about... Nissan just makes great product. And if you're in the market for a second car for the family or a car for a new driver, there's a couple of Nissan products available under $10,000. A Nissan Altima 2.5 for $5,800, 2011, in incredible condition. And a pair of Nissan Muranos, one at $7,800, one at $8,990. And all these cars share one common denominator. They're in tremendous condition, body-wise, good vehicle history. Interiors are clean and pristine. And the Ingram mechanic said, we can sell this without guilt because it's met our high standards for resale. They're just not interested in customers coming back with cars they bought saying, well, this stopped working or that stopped. They don't want that. And they go to great lengths to make sure it doesn't happen. So when you're ready for something new for your home or business, see Tip Tames and his team at Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass. You can shop by price, by type of car, or brand name. At jackingram.com. 440.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alabama Department of Public Health is investigating 5 reports of potentially severe lung disease associated with electronic cigarettes or vaping. It's evaluating the reports and will release information as it becomes available. It says most cases are among young adults and adolescents. The CDC says there are more than 450 possible cases of lung illness associated with the use of vaping in over 33 states. The Autauga County Sheriff's Office needs your help finding a stolen fire truck. They say a man went into the Pentecost Volunteer Fire Department and stole a red 2004 Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck Monday afternoon. That truck was last seen on Highway 145 in the gap of the mountain area. And Tallahassee City leaders trying to address vacant and abandoned buildings. The city recently applied for a grant to secure funding for its efforts to fight against blight. Officials say it costs $7,000 to demolish each house. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Join. What do you say we take this call from Amanda?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Amanda.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I was just sitting here feeling lonely, like nobody's listening today.
Definitely not true. You've got me, at least.
I'm grateful for that. Thank you. I am.
I actually just wanted to call about Jack Ingram.
Oh.
I went through their value lot.
Yes.
To buy my car 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I absolutely love it. They made it the most streamlined, easiest process they possibly could. I got a great deal on a 2016 Chevy Cruze. And it only had 5,000 miles on it.
Wow.
So, I mean, they were absolutely fantastic.
You know, I just want to thank you. You have made my afternoon. And it's always great to get these type of calls from people who go there and have the kind of experience I'm telling you you will have, because they are terrific. And I got a nice note over the weekend from somebody that was afraid to go there, actually put it off for months, and ended up, because they didn't think they would get financed on a car. But they did. Because they have 22 different
ways. That was
ways.
The same reason I put it off as long as I did.
Uh-huh. Well, I wish you many thousands of happy driving miles. I'm sure you will enjoy them because they check that car out very thoroughly before they sell it. And it means everything to me that you went over there and gave them a chance to do business with you.
Oh, yes. And it was amazing. Like I said, definitely 100%. Totally recommend them to anyone who needs a vehicle.
You made my day. Come and join
y'all
us at Baumhauer's.
Have a great afternoon, guys.
Come and join us at Baumhauer's some night, and I'll treat you to a plate of wings.
I may definitely have to do that.
We'll be there tomorrow, every Wednesday, right after the afternoon show, so come and join us. I'd like to thank you in person.
Okay, guys. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Take care. Awesome. All right, we can all go home now. Let's just put it on autopilot. We'll let Brant in for a few minutes after 5 o'clock. The market finished up again today, yet ABC does a poll and says 60% expect a recession, because that's all they've heard from their freaking news.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Everybody wants to know, when is this heat going to let up? And the answer is not anytime soon. There's still a risk of an isolated shower or storm, but they will be few and far between. And they'll fade out tonight, low 73. Tomorrow and Thursday, still hot with a high in the mid to upper 90s, but the rain chances generally under 20% both days, and not much change in this very hot pattern on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The Fox Business Network. On Wall Street, the major averages closing mixed on renewed concerns about slowing global growth and tech weakness, with the Dow rising 74 points for its fifth straight session of gains, the NASDAQ down 3, S&P 500 up a point. And after hour, shares of GameStop plunging after the struggling video game retailer showed massive quarterly losses. And in a bid to boost sales, JCPenney is planning to launch an outdoor shop selling apparel and other excursion gear in 100 of its roughly 830 department stores next month. It will also be unveiling an in-house men's brand called St. John's Bay Outdoor, which will be in 600 Penney stores and online beginning September the 12th. And shares of Hasbro closing higher after the toy maker released its Miss Monopoly game, a version of its classic Monopoly, which places women at the center of the action and pays them more than male players as Hasbro tackles the gender pay gap. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what Green Track, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, Green Track will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now Green Track and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And at Marguerite's, we can design things for you or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV. Weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 4:48 with the latest on that big admission scandal, here's Menthol Meredith.
Hey, y'all. It's me, Meredith. Well, it looks like Felicity Huffman is going to be doing hard time for cheating her daughter's way into college. Boy, am I glad no one caught me when my oldest Bodine was trying to get into VCR repair school. I didn't bribe no one with money, but I did have to use a little bit of honey, if you know what I mean. And don't be boo-hooing for Felicity Huffman either. I have seen firsthand how celebrities get special treatment in the slammer. When I was doing time in county, the local weather girl, Dixie Puckett, was my cellmate, and they treated her like she was the Queen of England. I have never seen anyone get so many preferential chicken nuggets in my life. To this day, anytime I get a whiff of chicken nuggets, I picture Dixie Puckett in her prison grays, being forced to do the weather for the cons and Harley Mamas of Cell Block 8. Good luck, Felicity.
Love Menthol Meredith.
Fine. Me too.
Let's take a look at what we've got on Facebook today. Did you see this Mimi Dollar General pawning gun?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stepping in the vacancies, the vacuum left by Walmart's decision. Virtue signaling, it's big, and it's going to hurt them. There's no question in my mind about that. Then we'll see. It's just like Gillette with that stupid, we can be a better man, or whatever it was that was saying, you know, we got to, all right, men, of course, it was only white men in this commercial because we're the only flawed human beings on the planet, telling us that we could be, you know, better if we just take our cues from these progressive geniuses that, you know, want to reinvent America. We can't let them do it, Joey.
No.
Can't let them do it.
I'm not going to let them do it, Greg.
Well, you know, what they don't seem to understand is that we're not a bunch of ShamWow-covered turnips sitting in front of a couch absorbing all of this propaganda. But, you know, they're right. Time for me to change and be a progressive. kind of guy.
Yeah, but they don't actually want to change your heart. They just want you to behave.
They want you to be a phony. They want you to act in a way that is not you.
Exactly.
And that I'm not interested in that. I'm too old for that stuff.
No, you are quite genuine.
Why is Juan Williams still on Fox News? Can anybody answer that one for me? He is the worst. He is the worst. He's worse than anybody on MSLSD.
He's not the worst, Greg.
Who is?
Like Brian Stelter. Most of the folks on CNN. I would say most of the folks on MSNBC. I go to progressive Twitter. Sorry to disagree with you on that one, but I think Juan is mild compared to...
All right. Bottom feeder?
He's annoying.
My God.
This is why I don't watch cable news.
And he always has this look on his face like he just ate a turd sandwich. And I can't stand him. And
plus, they don't even have Gutfeld on there today. Oh. And you aren't a fan of Gutfeld, are you?
I do like Gutfeld.
You do? I like him too.
Why wouldn't I like Gutfeld?
I'm trying to remember who told me they didn't enjoy Gutfeld. They didn't find him humorous at all. You know how he got his job? It was early days of the internet. He started commenting on early HuffPost articles.
Oh, yeah?
And this is back when HuffPost was being run by Arianna Huffington, as well as Andrew Breitbart. It wasn't the full-blown left-wing site yet. And so he started commenting on some articles, and his comments were so witty and so good. They're like, we got to hire you to write, man. And out of that, it parlayed into Fox News in their early days, going, we need a late-night sort of cut-up show.
I'm glad you brought this up.
That's where Red Eye came from.
I'm glad that you brought this up.
Mm-hmm. McConnell, you want to know why?
You want to know
why? Well, yeah, I want to know why.
Today I did something that I don't recall doing previously. I guess I may.
You must have. It must have been like, you know, highway hypnosis.
Well, here's what happened. I was looking at the comments, and it was on that article, which is on my Facebook page, and you should read it for my fellow believers who think that the climate's been changing for time eternal and taking away our stakes and SUVs is not going to fix it. I saw a comment that made so much sense, I pasted it into an email and sent it to myself because I was going to share it on the air since you just mentioned how Gutfeld got started.
Mm-hmm.
I just like what this person said. It's not insanity. He's talking about liberals. It's not insanity so much as it is an absolute disconnected ignorance of everything. Because the left never thinks. It never reasons. It never makes sound decisions. Why? They've given up sound, reason, fact-based analysis in favor of feelings. Also, the left has created a world where every crisis is end of the world. We're going to die. Severity. Everything is the big, all caps, big one. So they're unable to solve ordinary problems or deal with issues rationally because they can only engage if the problem or issue can touch their hypersensitive, visceral feelings as a potential doomsday. When there are no small problems, then everything from I burned the toast to a giant asteroid will hit the Earth in 24 hours is exactly the same. This burns out people, and it has to. Yeah, well, in the same sense, we worry that some who would normally vote for Trump won't because they just want to shut off this rage mob machine. On the other hand, how long can you keep up this irrational energy sucking the life out of you hatred? Like feeding drug addicts, the leftist politicians, media, and influencers are constantly forced to make the next crisis du jour worse than the last one, which was the worst ever. In short, when everything is a crisis, nothing is a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it with that. I thought that was brilliant. I wish I had thought of it. I'm thinking about it. I got to come up with an idea for my October magazine column.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about writing something along these lines. Against the stuff they're trying to sell, this article...
I think it's also a general political media phenomenon in that, I'll put it this way, the more cable news and legacy newspapers, these sorts of things have to compete for eyeballs and ears and people's attention, the more shrill and out, like, sensational they'll become. And it's just the reality of it. Because other narrowband media, you know, podcasts, stuff online, they're not going for the mass audience. They're going for people that are interested in what they do.
Right.
And you can make a living doing that. But when you're trying to do broadcast news, and how do you get people's attention? Well, it's the old rule. Bleeds, it leads.
Arctic Tours ship MS MALMO, it looks like laughing my ass off.
Mm-hmm.
With 16 passengers on board, got stuck in ice on September 3rd off Longyearbyen Svalbard Archipelago, halfway between Norway and the North Pole.
Hmm.
The ship is on Arctic tour with climate change documentary film teams and tourists concerned with climate change and melting Arctic ice. All 16 climate change warriors were evacuated by helicopter in challenging conditions. All are safe. 7 remain on board waiting for Coast Guard ship assistance. Something is very wrong with Arctic ice. Instead of melting as ordered by the United Nations and all the rest of the global warming nuts, instead the ice captured a ship filled with climate change warriors. And here's the part of this I absolutely believe. None of them will learn a damn thing from this. They've been proven wrong before they got to justify their reason for existing, but it's not going to change their mind because they buy in and you can't, there's nothing you can say.
I forgot to mention this when you mentioned Tesla's earlier. The Daily Caller Foundation put out or reported on a study done in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at the CO2, the carbon footprint impact of a Tesla, not just running the car, but battery production, which is crucial for Tesla's running. They compared that to Mercedes diesel cars in Germany,
mm-hmm.
as well as the cost of production of diesel to make that car run. But Tesla has a higher carbon footprint.
Well, yeah.
Battery production takes a lot of fossil fuels.
We got to put car charging stations all over the place.
Right.
And then how are you going to generate the energy to supply the charging stations?
Right.
And we're right back to fossil fuels, so cut the crap. All right, it is 4:58, and now here's young Joey with a word about our mutual good friend and excellent realtor par excellence.
I've been trying to come up with a pithy, brief way of describing Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, and I like to say he's a top-notch real estate agent, but he's a down-to-earth guy. Top and bottom. He's a great real estate agent because, well, he changed his own life by investing in real estate. He was working a job that he was happy to have, but he didn't want to spend his whole life doing that. So he started investing in real estate properties, managing those properties. They turned out to be great investments, especially with turnover here in the River region. So he can help you out with that if that's one side of the real estate market you want to do. But out of that success of investing in real estate, he decided to become a real estate agent. And the last few years, he's been helping people buy and sell their homes here in the River region. I mean, he's helped out so many of my friends. He's quick on the job. He's not one of these agents that's just going to put a sign in your yard and wait by the phone. No, he's going to get out there and connect all the buyers and sellers he knows and make something work. I mean, over that Labor Day holiday, he put up a house. He listed it. And within 24 hours, he had it under contract.
Wow.
The next day. He can move things quickly. And like I said, he's helped you. He's helped so many people that I know that I've seen the proof. This isn't just talk. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group is a top-notch real estate agent, but he's also a down-to-earth guy, very easy to work with. So
I'm your proof. I mean,
yeah.
Eddie's got my house all taken care of.